Damien McLean, Ulster Minor champions again, retaining your title. Thoughts, I suppose, first of all?
I look, really tough game, like we expected it to be. Played them 3 weeks ago, and we had dominated that game, which is difficult coming in the final like that, where we knew that our team were are a good side, well organised, well drilled, etc. And the game just panned out pretty much the way we were, but we showed a good maturity there in terms of not panicking and trying to keep the ball. Like, they had a lot of men back, and the spaces and Omagh make it difficult to sort of break ground, because you have so much space, so much yards to cover to get into the scoring zone. So look, credit to Armagh, they kept very tight. The goal in the first half probably put us under a bit of pressure throughout the game. Then, if it hadn't, we were disappointed that it was a turnover on the sideline, which and the goal come from it. And look, those are the things that in games, goals come from turnovers, like. But that kept us under pressure basically for the whole game. But we showed a good maturity there to stick at it and not panic, and get a few scores there near the end that sort of carried us over the line.
Like you said, it was a similar sort of approach they had, but they didn't have the goal in Owen Beg to hold on to. This is a wee bit different. Then was there a worry that they got hit with another one? Because they were trying to tempt you to nearly carry it in.
Yeah, look.
Does that make sense?
100%. Look, the Armagh do work on that sort of carrying the ball to so far, and then the big blocker goes into the edge of the square and they lob it in to have them. And so it's something we were aware of and had worked on. So even when it did go in, we were disappointed we didn't manage it. But towards the end, they sort of reverted to that piece, like, and a goal could have went in at anywhere there at all, you know. So look, it was such a close game. Ulster titles aren't as you want, as I kept saying. The boys have earned it here today, and you know, the favourites tie going in, which is not easy to carry to Minor, particularly coming up against a good side. And thankfully we got over the line.
That level of concentration you need, that's difficult for minor players to manage. Well, senior players sometimes difficult to deal with that, but for young fellas to deal with the discipline of keeping the ball out of tackles, and like, that's, does that say a lot for the boys, that they're smart, I suppose? They're,
well, thank you. Congratulations, fair play.
They're street ways for the age, I suppose, as we're getting to.
You have five lads that started last year, and ours three starters there, four maybe at the finish there, who have played and been through that all, you know, and you do develop that. That's what I say, it was a mature enough performance from us. Maybe it wasn't as slick or as good as we'd like it to be, but that's up to our man too. Like, they're a difficult opposition to break down there. We're just thankful we've got over the line, and say there's no point in us starting to panic and carry the ball into the tackle, and whenever they had a packed defence and stuff. And but they closed us down well. They pushed out to the sidelines. You know, they're really well set up for us. And that's credit to, you know, them and their management team. We knew that they were going to have something for us. They did, and we still managed it. You know what I mean? That's a big thing on final day at minor level.
Look, Grant breaking through the tackle a couple of times to get those couple of scores. He's got two in the bounce. It's probably the one in the game. The one that Jared Dillon, it probably was the one in the end up.
Yeah, 100%. Look, probably didn't get enough on the ball enough in terms of coming through the middle the way he would do there and give us that overlapping option there. And he got the ball to Jared. Jared, a trojan of a game, because he was hobbling after 10 minutes of the second half. He niggled at his knee, and he battled on, and he was good throughout. Like, he just showed great character there to do that, and fair play to him.
And final point, it's the Dubs next, I believe, from based on during the week. So
yeah,
any thoughts at all at this point? Or
doesn't get any easier. Obviously, the Dubs in All Ireland quarter final, so it's a big game for us again. So I'm sure they're up watching and all the rest. And look, we'll enjoy this tonight. Dubs is definitely a big task. All Ireland, like, every match is huge. You know what I mean? Every team's huge. Their champions are thereabouts, or at least finalists in their own province. So it means that they're just a bad level of quality. So looking forward to it, but the boys will enjoy a day or two now themselves, you know.